What's up, Tim?
Hey, brother. What's going on?
Well, I'm just cracking up. I got all these pencils in front of me, and not a one of them sharpened. They're all dull, completely dull. Because you've heard the saying, right? What's the saying? When somebody's talking to you, you're talking to a prospect, and you put some numbers together, and they'll make a little statement because they want you to give them a little deal. What do they say?
I say the number, and I STFU, and they'll say, "That's pretty good. Hey, why don't you sharpen your pencil and get back to me?"
I remember the first time I heard that. I had no idea what they were talking about.
How deflating is that?
I was like, and I went, oh, I see what that is. I got to think about it a little bit, see if I can sharpen, if I can whittle it down, whittle the number down a little bit. But no, that is not what we do now. And we've had several storms roll through, and it seems pretty common this time of year. But we've been getting these straight winds, and it's not even with like thunderstorms or rain or anything. It's just straight winds come out of nowhere. So I've had a few trees just at the garden center come down, nothing major, but just some decent sized trees. One hit my Airstream, but fortunately it didn't hurt anything. Another one hit one of my stacked slate urns, and another one was just basically a widowmaker hanging over one of my ponds, which is not good because customers walk underneath that. So I reached out to my tree guy that I've been using forever. Mm. I mean, I say forever, probably 15 years.
Yeah.
But still a good time. Good dude. And I don't even question. Like, I truly don't even question. Like, it's just, come take my trees down, come take care of my trees, and send me a bill. I've done business with him forever. No need to question it, right? I don't need a price. Like, I know what it's going to be. So he comes out. And he's still a bit old school. And he's got this nice little pad. It's not the full-blown legal pad, but it's a ring binder, and it's a medium size. And he has the neatest handwriting. I mean, the neatest handwriting. And this is what he uses for invoicing too. Like, he writes down the price and he shows it to you, and that's what the invoice is going to be. And he'll take a picture of it. Like, he doesn't do any formal. I don't care. It's fine. I just need something on paper. And, you know, he's legal as far as workers' compensation. He has insurance. Like, he has all of his stuff together, so I don't worry about it. And we're standing back there in my display area. And we're looking at all the trees, and the way my displays are set up, I mean, you know how it is, like when you got the berm, the backside of a waterfall, you got a little bit of a berm, and I got some rock work up there, and I've got this little recessed walkway, little pathway, and that's where he's standing, because he's looking at the trees, he's looking at the Airstream, he's putting numbers together, and I'm just standing there just waiting, so I'm above him. And I just look down at his pad, and he's just writing some numbers down. He writes the address down, puts the phone number, very organized, and I can never get over his handwriting, and he always uses a pencil, which I think is interesting. So I'm sitting there and I'm looking at the numbers like, okay, that tree's going to be that. All right. Okay. And he's labeling the trees, and that's going to be that. That's going to be that. And I'm not saying anything to him. I'm just there and I just glance over. And he takes that pencil and spins it around to the eraser end. And he starts adjusting his numbers. He starts erasing. And now it's like a couple $100 less for that tree, $100 less for that tree, $500 less for that tree. I was okay because I'm looking, running numbers in my head. By what I see, I'm completely okay with the price. He's sharpening his pencil, Tim, and I have no idea. Like, I no idea why. But I was fine paying the price because I got a problem. I got a tree laying through my display area where my customers cannot go safely and possibly see what we have and buy from us. And then I have that widowmaker hanging over the pond. That's not good for anybody. But he literally sharpened his pencil while I was standing there.
Hey, yo, Derek, if I'm talking to a client, right, a homeowner, and they're negotiating with me, I stand a chance. I stand a chance, man.
Yeah.
Because I know my numbers, right?
Yeah.
What kind of chance does that guy have when he's negotiating to himself?
Like, what's going on in his head? And if you guys are listening and you find yourself putting a number together and that number just feels too big, you're just making up stories in your own head because you never know until you get to the client or the prospect and share that number with them, because a lot of times they're fine with the number just like me because they have a lot of pain around that. You're literally negotiating with yourself. It's just not even like not it's just complete. Like, I'm trying to wrap my head around why I used to do it. I don't do it anymore. Yep. And then why he did it.
Fighters, we are changing lives and families and bank accounts all over the world in our Battleground program. I'm super proud of all the fighters that are in there working their tails off to get better. And I want to let you know that you have an opportunity right now to join the most powerful coaching community on planet Earth for a home improvement contractor, our Battleground program. We have an opportunity for you right now to get into Battleground in our quick start quarterly plan, which is 3 months, because that's what a quarter is. And we're going to extend it 1 month for you if you get in between the 20th of October and the 31st of October. So go to thecontractorfight.com/battleground and jump in right now. We'll see you inside.
Can I tell you how I do it? You know, we're looking at each other, right? So I have an invoice here that was given to me by the person who's buying my products from Right Guard and Stay Coy. And I took their price and I did my math. I just drew out a number, what I'm going to charge them to do the job. It was $10,700. And I said, if you want to do the rock work, it's $5,500, $5,300. Just drew it up. I wrote it down. It's in ink.
Not pencil.
It was done two days ago. Phone appointment was booked this morning. I call them up. Look, I'm calling to talk to you about what we had talked about when I was at your house the other day. I'd like to give you some numbers. He's sitting down. Yeah. And I dropped the numbers. I just read it off a piece of paper. As much as I'm ordering it from a waiter or a waitress, I'm placing my order. This is what it is. This is what it costs you. How to buy that. That was simple as that. I can't negotiate with a number. There's no emotion behind it. Because honestly, Derek, and you're looking at it, I just have $10,700 filtration with labor. That was it. I don't have a breakdown. I already did the breakdown on some scrap paper. That's what it costs. That's right. I put it in ink. I write it down and I'm just reading. Because this reading,
emotion.
I already did that. Right. There's no emotion. Do I like the guy? I think the guy's fantastic. He's having his house painted for $35,000 as I'm giving him that price. It's like, he may not have any money. I don't know. I have no idea how much more money he has. He's retired. But it costs what it costs to produce. That's what it costs.
And you don't have to find their money. You don't. You just say it and you just produce it because we're supposed to make money. I was on a call, I actually have an appointment with her on this Friday, about a $200,000 wall. And I'm not even sure what the thing was going to cost, but it just felt good. And I really didn't think she was going to say yes. And she was like, okay, that makes sense to me. We can do that. And I just mirrored her and said, we can do that. She said, yeah, I need this to happen. I can figure out how to build the wall, but I've got a great budget. And I still have the opportunity to go walk the job site with her, look through it. We might not even get to deposit. I might get over there and be completely off. I might get over there and it's completely out of our scope. And it might even be something I can't even sub out. But the fact that I just said the number, just to say it, and she's okay with it. I mean, talk about having a fighting chance. Now, most likely I'll get over there and I'll be able to make some adjustments because that's a great budget for the space. It's 70 linear feet. 2 foot tall. So I don't even have to, it doesn't even have to be engineered.
I love it. If you, Derek, that's just right there is because you have time on earth, right? You're able to put a number out there and it sounds right. It makes sense, especially when you know what's going to cost you. Because I know you're thinking, how many days will it take me and how much material am I talking about?
Exactly.
And when can I do it? And that's all it was for that, right? And you know, sometimes you land on options, right? When you're dropping your number, you know, that guy might have said, look, we get this widowmaker over here. He's going to go and he could price out options like this one should go first. If you want to do that one, it's that much. If you want to do this with the others, then it's that much. Two prices. And that's what I did. A filtration and then a waterfall rebuild. Two different animals. Even though he has the same conversation, I broke it down to two. I'm thinking to myself, this guy may not go for the 10, but if he goes for just a waterfall rebuild, that's five. Either way, put them together, keep them separate. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
And he put himself where he wants to spend. This guy, who you had the tree guy come over 15 years, you'd known him. He's coming over looking at your stuff and he's negotiating with himself. Yeah. Guy didn't have a fighting chance. He didn't.
But yeah. It's like I didn't even have to. It wasn't even a negotiation thing with me. It's just one part negotiation in his head. And I'll talk to him about it too. Because I do want to why did you do that? Like, I just want to understand. Did you just write the wrong number down accidentally? So moral of the story is, don't sharpen your pencil. And if you're sharpening your pencil, maybe you have not had the right amount of sales training. And maybe you're just insecure about what's going on in the right way, not in yourself, but just insecure of completing the job. Maybe you're experiencing that imposter syndrome and you don't feel worthy. But if you align your business upright and you do all these things correctly, you should make money. You should be able to take care of your family. You should be able to buy the things you want. You should be able to take care of your team. You should be able to give deposit checks back without worry. The reason I say that is that we had one recently happen and the job just didn't make sense to them. And they were booked out a little bit and they decided they want to do something else. And it's so nice to just not even worry about that. I like, sure, I'll stroke you a check, 20 grand. I'll stroke you a check for 10 grand. Here you go. You have it right back. For years ago, I'd have to hang on to that. And not even hang on to it. I already spent it.
We could talk about that another time. What we do with deposit checks and where they land so we don't blow them, right? Yeah. And we're both healthier businesses now, so you don't have to get, but still, back then, it's my money. I'm going to spend it. Well, you haven't freaking done the job yet. It's not even produced. I'll figure that with the next deposit.
We just keep floating these deposits. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
So basically, more of the story is get yourself in your business, build your business in a way that you don't have to sharpen your pencil anymore, that you can write these things in pencil. I'm sorry. You can write these things in pen, not in pencil, which is a little word track. I'll drop a little word track. And then, Tim, I'll let you wrap it up. I remember saying, Steve said it. I'm not sure who said it. And you're trying to kind of understand where they're at. And they've said okay to your price, but it still seems a little weird. And you haven't really gotten a consultation phase yet. And he said, you want me to put this in pencil or put it in pen?
Beautiful. I love it, dude. That's a mic drop right there. Just ask them how they want it. And the number is a number. And honestly, Derek, if I had a tablet with a chisel, I would write quotes like that because it ain't changing for shit unless they want to de-scope the project. Whatever. Leave that haymaker there.
Good.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. Awesome. Thanks for today, Derek. This is freaking awesome. Hope you guys go out and kill it. And talk to you next Saturday.
Later.